Finally, on this Valentine's Day, essayist Mel Maskimmon muses about a Valentine's Day gift given with good intentions that maybe didn't get the expected reaction.
It was our first anniversary paper, according to Hallmark. We were in our late 20s, had just bought a fixer-upper that sucked our meager savings account dry, so no money. I had come up with what I thought was the perfect gift for my husband. Oh my God, he was going to love it. I handed him a plain number 10 envelope. He opened it. A piece of paper with bold lettering fell out. He read it. I don't get it, he said. It's a coupon, I said. Yeah, I can see that. He looked muddled. I read over his shoulder. This coupon entitles the bearer to one fling. Not an affair, no long-term romances, no mistresses, one indiscretion. I expected him to be appreciative. Instead, he was apprehensive. Is this some kind of test? Like, I take this and you'll accuse me of having someone in mind? No, no test. I don't get it then. I mean, why? Because sooner or later, you'll be somewhere, and I'm just giving you a no-strings-attached, get-out-of-jail-free card. I smiled at him and anticipated a reciprocal smile, not a knit brow. Don't you trust me? He said. Look, I said, I have come to accept the fact that all men cheat. It's inevitable, like death. I'm never going to use this, he said. How do you know? I said. Because I'm not that guy. Yeah, everyone says they're not that guy. But wait, is this because you've done something with someone and now you feel guilty? I was not prepared for this cross-examination. In the early days of our marriage, yes, I had cheated on him with Liam Neeson and Bruce Springsteen and Sting, but he had known about him. In fact, he had condoned it by getting me tickets to concerts and movies. Me? Cheat? Like, with a real man? First of all, I barely have enough energy for you. And second of all, who would want to see me naked? Oh, I could think of a few. Who? I said. Oh, there's that one guy at your work. What guy? You know, he's got brown hair, laughs at your quips. What's his name? Jeff or Scott something? There was no Jeff. No Scott. Tom, he said. Tom? Tom is gay, I said. He folded the coupon and put it back inside its paper sheath. So, how exactly would this work, he said. Like, how would you know if I used it? Well, I'd have to ask you, I said. Well, what if I lie, tell you I haven't, when in fact... Well, one of the reasons why I had married him was because he wasn't a liar. The other, he wasn't a cheater, which was probably why I had given him this coupon. I knew full well he wouldn't use it. We've been married for over 35 years, and every year, on our anniversary, after dinner, after dessert, I ask him if he's used the coupon, and every year, he says the same thing. I haven't found anyone coupon worthy. Do I believe him? Yeah, I do. Would I be hurt if he told me he had? No. At this point, I'd be impressed.
Mel Maskimmon is a Moth Grand Slam winner, author, and fixer-upper. You can hear more stories about her husband and her home on her podcast, Housebroken, which is available on Apple Podcasts.